The mother of a kindergartner in West Virginia is suing the Mercer County Public School System, asking they end the 75-year-old practice of teaching a Bible studies class. The Bible in the Schools program is active in 15 elementary schools, 1 intermediate, and 3 middle schools in Mercer County, West Virginia. The lawsuit plaintiff, known as Jane Doe, along with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, contend the classes are unconstitutional. Annie Laurie Gaylor is co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're based in Wisconsin. And she joins us from Wisconsin Public Radio. Annie Laurie, welcome, and start by laying out the basis of your lawsuit.
We were contacted by Jane Doe, who became aware that when her kindergartner was going to get into first grade, the kindergartner was going to be presented with a Bible study class for half an hour every week, right through elementary school and into middle school, that is simply evangelical, fundamentalist Christian Bible indoctrination, and there is a very clear Supreme Court precedent against any kind of indoctrination like this in our public schools, but specifically dating to 65 years ago, the McCollum versus Board of Education decision by the Supreme Court protecting children from this kind of predatory indoctrinational conduct by a public school.
Well, that's the case of Vashti McCollum, an atheist who objected to voluntary religious classes during school time in public schools in Champaign, Illinois. Her son James, she says, was ostracized for not attending them. So a couple things here. First of all, you've been calling it indoctrination. Of course, they disagree in Mercer County. They say it's a class about learning about the Bible. But there is an opt-out. The child of your plaintiff can opt not to go to this class.
First of all, the school should not be doing anything that kids have to opt out of in order to protect their freedom of conscience under the First Amendment. Even if kids are Christian, they're being indoctrinated by a public school paid for by all tax dollars to all taxpayers. And this is inappropriate. We are a secular nation, and our schools are supposed to be secular, and religion doesn't have any part of the school day. But in terms of the consequences to Jane Doe and Jane Doe's child, anyone who doesn't take these classes is going to stand out like a sore thumb, because almost all the kids take it. And we know what happened with the McCollum case in Champaign, Illinois, where Jim McCollum actually had to leave town to get away from the harassment. It was ruining his young life. And we know from another case we took in Dayton, Tennessee, a similar Bible instruction class, we had to protect the identity of the children because they wanted to run the family out of town.
These courses in Mercer County have been questioned before. Between 1939 and 1985, these classes were completely financed and administered by citizens there. And parents complained in 1985. Parents of 8 students filed complaints with the state education department. And after that complaint, the classes were taken over by the county schools. The Mercer County Board of Ed said they're now funded by a nonprofit. They're taught by itinerant teachers, in other words, teachers from outside the school, and the school board must approve the curriculum. Doesn't that make it at least a little bit better that it's not just ordinary citizens coming in and running a Bible class?
No, they're itinerant Bible teachers. They're supposed to have a degree in the Bible. They're not regular school teachers. This is not an objective course. It's all about indoctrinating children. So they're given lessons in the Ten Commandments and why they shall have no other God before them. They're given lessons in worshiping Jesus, basically, and harmonizing the four Gospels and the last days of Jesus' life. There's a creationist lesson, which is really ridiculous, in lesson two, where children are taught to imagine Adam and Eve and how lucky they were that they got to use dinosaurs like water slides. This is not education. This is miseducation.
Well, and of course, just to be clear, the first humans would not have existed alongside the dinosaurs because there was such an extraordinary amount of time between them.
Absolutely. This is anti-teaching evolution in the schools.
Yeah. Look, playing devil's advocate, won't Jamie Doe be ostracized if the lawsuit is successful and the Bible program is removed? 75 years, these children, their parents have all had this same course. It's a community that seems to cherish its Bible classes for its kids.
We are getting a protective order for Jane Doe and Jane Doe's child, so their identity cannot be divulged. So that should protect them. But we still have separation of state and church in this country. We have public secular schools. And what's really also being violated here, not just the rights of Jane Doe, but the First Amendment itself. And we don't want our children in any place, whether it's Mercer County, West Virginia, or Madison, Wisconsin, or anywhere, being taught, mistaught, being taught that there were dinosaurs and Adam and Eve, that our schools are supposed to promote Christianity. What does that say to Jews and the non-religious, who are now a quarter of our population, and other non-Christians? We are not a Christian nation. So this is why it's terribly important to defend this.
That's Annie Laurie Gaylord, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Annie Laurie, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And the Mercer County schools tell us they will not be speaking with the media about the lawsuit until they can review it with their board and their council.